is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, Bull Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Chavago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon, August 12th, 2024. I trust you're doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are the same as always, 323-6232. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Oh, today is going to be an interesting day for me, I am sure. So, as I was reading the newspaper, I saw that the PM has indicated that the Grand Bahama Power Company's request for a rate increase is, in his words, unreasonable. Unreasonable. The Prime Minister, according to an article written by Tanika Thompson, says that, and quote, "The message I have is this, that we only have one Bahamas. We don't have two governments, and there's a quasi element of governance in the Port Authority, which we are now addressing." I want you to listen to this. If you're the Port Authority, you all need to listen to this. "There is a quasi element of governance in the Port Authority, which we are now addressing. And we will be dealing with that in due course. at the moment, we talk about that a little later on. At the moment, we have passed the Electricity Act, and we expect the laws of the land to be complied with. Now, this is a part of his response in relation to his being asked about the GBPC's request for a 6.3% increase in the base rate for electricity, right? They were granted a 3.4% increase in the base rate about 2 years ago. And so the PM said it's unreasonable, that request. And so he then alluded to the fight that is happening between the government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority the Grand Bahama Power Company over who is the regulator for the power company. Who's the regulator? That's the fight, whether it's IRCA or the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Now, this is all important. If the Grand Bahama Power Company gets its increase of, say, 6.4%, that means, I think their current rate might be, between 10 and $10, $10.95, 10.95 cents and 14.95 cents per kilowatt hour, depending on your usage, right? Which means that at the lowest end, then you're looking at an increase of, say, 0.00 cents, right? Now, here's how I can get myself in some trouble, maybe. Unreasonable. According to the dictionary, something is unreasonable if it's not guided by good sense, right? If it doesn't represent strong reasoning, right? That there's no logic to it. And logic says, okay, I have a set of premises. So X is happening, Y is happening, Z is happening. Therefore, A is the result. That's reasoning. The Prime Minister says it's unreasonable. Why does he say it's unreasonable? He says, this seems to be on the face of it, unreasonable. He says, I don't know what case they are making for it, but from what I can see, there is no basis for any further increase in electricity. Note what's happening in New Providence, electricity going down, consumption's up, but rates are down. He says, listen to the Prime Minister says now. The Prime Minister says this seems to be on the face of it. So he does leave room for something. He says, rather unreasonable. He says, I don't know what case they're making, but isn't that the entire thing? Like, how can I assess it to be unreasonable if I don't first have the case? But he does say, but from what I can see, and what is that? That the rates are going down in Nassau, and though consumption is up and rates are down, you know why he's saying that, right? He's saying that because those of you who are having higher bills, You are saying your bills are going up, notwithstanding the rate's supposed to be going down. But he's saying that's because you're using more electricity, even though some of y'all call in here and text in here and say you're using the same electricity. He's saying the reason why your bill is higher is because, not because of the rate, it's because of your condition. The only thing that it could explain that you have a higher bill is either the consumption is up or the fuel surcharge is up. Prime Minister saying it's consumption, okay? So what does he say is unreasonable about Grand Bahama Power Company's request for a rate increase? He says, I don't know what the case is they're making, but from what I could see happening in Grand Bahama, they shouldn't be requesting in New Providence, they shouldn't be requesting a rate increase in Grand Bahama. But you don't know what their case is, right? You know, you're the PM, it's all about. I mean, not that you're not the regulator, that's a different argument, but you know, you call them up and say, listen, or have someone call them up and say, listen, why is this, right? What's the situation here? Now, so let me see if I can wade through this. Why is this unreasonable? Why a Grand Bahama Power Company is a company. It's a company, a for-profit company that's been in existence in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas for years, owned by Emera and a number of Bahamians who have public shareholdings of the company. It's a company. What does a company do? A company makes a product or provides a service that costed to do so, whatever their inputs, there is a cost to that. And their hope is, a for-profit company, their hope is, their expectation is, their desire is, their attempt is to sell that product or service at a price that is higher than the cost of providing that service at such a rate as to give its investors a reasonable rate of return or a rate of return that is suitable to encourage them to continue that investment. What is a company? A company is formed to a for-profit company to provide a product or a service that at the end of the day, they hope in the production of that product or service, they incur a cost that is less than the price that they charge to their customers for that product or service and get a sufficient return on that to continue to encourage, motivate their investors to remain in that business. That's the bit, that's the company. That's what a for-profit company is seeking to do. That's it. So a for-profit company looks at its affairs and says, wow, if we don't do something about our rate or our cost, and we can't do nothing about our costs because X, Y, and Z, so we have to do some with our rate. We will not make the level of return, or we may not make any profit capable of helping us to maintain and sustain this business. We therefore want to increase our rate. But unlike every food store in the Bahamas, saving except for 26 of their thousands of items, unlike any restaurant in the Bahamas, unlike any condominium real estate person in the Bahamas, unlike any bank in the Bahamas, unlike any number of businesses in the Bahamas, they cannot just increase their prices because they are a regulated business. You and I complain about the price of food in the food store every day. You, other than bread basket items, which represents only less than 1% of 1% of 1% of all the items the food stores have to offer, when those prices go up, when did you hear them ask the government to raise the price of your cereal, your steak or anything like that, or your chicken or them kind of thing? Never. You want to ask the government a word? You went to one of these fast food restaurants and got something to eat. When did they ask you to change the price of a 2-piece, 3-piece, 6-piece, 10-piece, 1-piece? Never did, because they're not regulated. Not their prices are not regulated. But they make an increase based on what? They think that in order for their business to survive, in order for their business to make the level of profit that keeps their investors comfortable with investing, they need a price increase, and they increase the price. In the case of a regulated business, they can't do that. Right? They have to ask their regulator. Now, at the moment, the government and board are fighting over who is the regulator. But that's not relevant to whether or not the Grand Bahama Power Company has a case or not. What's relevant is that they believe they have a case, and they must make their case to a regulator. They didn't just up and decide to do it. They went and followed the requirements and made their case to the regulator they thought was their regulator. The government says, no, the Grand Bahama Port Authority is not your regulator. And the Grand Bahama Port Authority says, yes, I am their regulator. And now they have a dispute over that, and they did the right thing. They all went to the courts to try and settle it so the courts could say, who is the regulator? But at the end of the day, it's the regulator that will say yay or nay to the Grand Bahama Power. It's business case. You say, but Shivago, how is that fair to the residents of Grand Bahama who are suffering, my brother? Well, trust me when I tell you, I don't know a single resident on Grand Bahama or New Providence or Eleuthera or Inagua, Abaco, any island in the Bahamas who wants 1 cent of their power increase. I don't know one, and Shivago Lang is included in that number. Whether for business or residence, I don't want it. I don't want it. Nobody wants it. But a business seeking to maintain its business the way it needs to, making its case to do something that makes me worse off or angry or upset, is really two different situations. Of course, they could consider and should consider their consumer being us, but their monopoly. And that's why they're regulated. They're essential services, and that's why they're regulated. But at the end of the day, as much as you might have a heart for it, or the grocery store doesn't have a heart for people there, maybe not. The restaurants who raise their prices, they don't. As much heart as you might have for your customers, you still have a business to run. And if you can't run the business in the way it needs to be run, it'll be run out of business. That's the reality. And in the case of power, you say, oh, they'll never shut the power company down. Maybe not. But that don't mean it needs to be run so that they can do the things they need to do. If that's their case. So consumer hardship, I understand that. And that's for me, for instance, I even ain't gonna pretend I could do anything about whether the power go up or not. Protesting, rowing and carrying on. maybe that affects the regulator. I don't know. Maybe it does. But at the end of the day, all I could think about is, okay, one way or the other, it's coming to me. I have to make some adjustments to try and do something about it. I'm going to cut something off. I shut something down. I got to do something, right? Because I'm not in control of that process. That's for the regulator and the power company. The regulator has to say yes or no. But it's unreasonable to make my case as a business. To make the case now. I didn't say that you can't just do it. You can't just increase the rate. You got to make a case. You got to go and argue before the courts of the regulator. That's like a person having to go apply to the U.S. Embassy for a visa. And someone says, but it's unreasonable for you to apply. What do you mean it's unreasonable? This is who I have to go to. And I want one. You said, but you didn't do this and you did that. Okay, but I have to apply to them. They got to make the case. How is that unreasonable for me to want to ask you to do something that's good for me? right? This is whether IRCA should be the regulator is not the issue for that, for the reasonableness of making the case. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, everybody.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, gear accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply. Tell
them. Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Colada Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m., enjoy a refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate feet. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool-down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, De Gregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, good day, Lang. I'm glad what the PM is doing to the Grand Bahama Power Port Authority to back off from BPL for 3 years. What that means. Now, this kind of ventures into my second point, my next point, really, about this issue. And so what my first point, why was I mentioning that company, a for-profit company, it isn't unreasonable for them to make a case for an increase. In some instances, many instances, most instances, they never have to make that case to anybody. They just go ahead and increase the price and there's nothing you could do about it. Ask your landlord to increase your rent. Ask your grocery store owner to increase the prices of food so that you are used to getting. Ask your salon person, ask any your movie theater people, whoever it is, you've seen the prices go up and nobody asked anybody to do it. They just simply did it. Why? I don't regard them as evil. I don't regard them as wicked. I don't know, oh, you all have no conscience for the poor, because they are business people. They are in the profit-making business and they have to make decisions about the viability of their business, the profitability of their business. I understand that. And we get to choose whether we can subscribe to them or not. Power is different to this extent. You have a monopoly provider in Grand Bahama, in Grand Bahama. So that puts them in a unique and dominant position. So they could almost charge any price they want, and that could be a terribly exploitive for consumers. But notwithstanding their monopoly, they are like gasoline, they are like BPL regulated. So they can have a case for an increase. They had one a few years ago and they got approval for the three cents increase. Now they're making another case for an increase, right? It's a case. It's their case. They can't on their own do it. Why am I drawing these things up? Because I do not want you in our society to be running around like these evil, wicked people in the power company or any other company is doing something wicked, terrible for you. They are in the business of profit for their company and their shareholders, who are not just foreigners and who are not just one or two people, who are hundreds and hundreds of people, including Bahamian people, some of whom I know. I am not an owner. I am not. I have no shares in any of them, right? But they are doing what their business requires. And they have to make that case to someone. And we should see it that way. That don't mean you have to like it. Heck, I don't like it. Heck, I don't want it. Right? But I'm not going to run around thinking these evil, wicked people. What I would like to do, and we can talk about this later, I'd like to know the case. But I'd like to know. So so the second thing is, the government of the Bahamas is against this. Well, first of all, the prime minister says this is unreasonable. Now, the prime minister on, let me see what the date was. This was prime minister on October 4th of 2022, came and made a business case for the Bahamas Power and Light. That's exactly what he did. He said for a large, he says, next Tuesday, no, he said this morning, I wanted to speak about an important development which is being announced by the Bahamas Power and Light Company. Today, BPL is announcing an increase in the monthly fuel surcharge, the fuel charge. For a large majority of BPL customers who consume less than 800 kilowatts hours, the fuel charge is increasing by 2 cents per kilowatt hour, which will result in an increase this quarter of less than $20 per month. If your current bill is $182 or less, you fall in this category. For those who consume more than 100 kilowatt hours, the increase will be 4.3 cents per kilowatt hour. And the PM went on to explain. And not only was the case a case about that one initial increase, this increase was coming 2 cents increments per quarter over 12 months. 4.3 cents increments per quarter over 12 months. Okay? But the PM made the case for it. This was an increase. An increase in rates where PM said people couldn't take that. And he indicated why this was necessary. He says, we have started our recovery in a very meaningful way. A lot more Bahamians awakening. We are reducing the nation's debt burden, and we have stabilized our finances. But there's still a long way to go. There are too many households where no one has work or one job is supporting a large family. We talked about Dorian and all the other things that are necessary to make this charge happen. He made the case, a case for increases in BPL. This was just the other day. Okay, just the other day. Why? Because the Prime Minister looked at BPL circumstances and what BPL said was necessary and required. And he said, we have to do this. Was that approved by ERCA? I wonder if ERCA approved that. Did ERCA approve those? And then recently, with respect to a deal that is pending, PM and those decided to suspend the requirement to go to ERCA so that they could make a change in the rate without the need to go to ERCA. Grandmama Power Company still is required to go to a regulator, whether that's the Water Authority or someone else. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, what's up, man?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
A quick question. Who is the regulator for the Grandmama Port Authority? ERCO? May I start off the Grandmama Power Company, ERCO or the Port Authority?
Well, right now, the power company, has always gone to the Grandmama Port Authority, and the Grandmama Port Authority believes it is the regulator.
Well, based on what I know.
The government disagrees with ERCO, and the government disagree with that. That's why they're in court on the matter right now.
Based on my knowledge of the Oxford Creek Agreement, the Grandmama Port Authority was always the regulator, and they only had to advise the Bahamas government of their intention. They didn't have to ask, they didn't have to beg, they didn't have to seek permission. They only advised the government of their intention. Now,
that was always the case.
So I don't know if there was any amendments, addition, or deletion in the Oxford Creek Agreement in the last so many years. But based on what I know, the only way the Oxford Creek Agreement could be touched if it's agreed by the Bahamas government, the Port Authority, and the licensees. And far as I'm aware, that means
that's what the agreement says. That's what the agreement says.
So based on my knowledge, don't get me wrong, I'm not in defense of the Grandmama Port Authority nor Free Power, because I got to pay power too, and I'm upset because for the pendant power increase. But based on my knowledge of the Oxford Creek Agreement, the government, the Port Authority only have to advise, not ask, only advise of their intention. So all of this, what the Prime Minister is saying, it just fluff, in my view.
Yeah, but that's been the practice for years, has been what you say. But remember that a new act was passed, and that act made ERCA the regulator for all of the Bahamas. The only question now is, will the courts agree that ERCA, including the Grandmama Port Authority and all the entities in the Freeport area? The Grandmama Power Company,
Further to the conversation, when the PRT administration came into power, the Grandmama Power Company asked for an increase also. And also, the government at the time, which is the PRP, they spoke against it. I remember the Minister of Grandmama, she made this big press conference and made this big write-up that it's ungodly and this and that. But the increase still happened.
Yeah, and they got the increase 2 years ago.
They still got the increase. And that wasn't because the government The government didn't want it to happen, but it still happened. So again, can the government stop
It happened because the power company, because the regulator, being the Port Authority at the time, he gave it to them.
Yeah. So again, they didn't get permission from the government. The Port Authority saw it fit and they gave it to them. Now, I'm hoping that they don't see it fit in on this occasion. But like I'm saying,
well,
I just want to drive the point home that the government really doesn't have any say whether that increase happened or not.
But you hoping that
they can make noise about it.
But you hoping that because you don't want to pay a higher rate. But what if it's a reasonable request?
What? Here's my issue with the Grandmama Power Company. Number one, we still paying this hurricane tax. We've been paying this now for 4 years, this hurricane tax. Don't blame me if your business losing money or if your business failing. You need to find creative ways to cut costs so that you can pass some savings on to the customers. I understand they took a big hit because Polymer's lose.
They're taking Polymer's a big and a number hit because there's so many people Polymer's and a number.
Yes. They also took a big hit in their customer base because so many people don't have power and so many people lose their homes. So their customer base has drastically decreased over the last couple of years. So they're trying to pass that on. This is just my assumption. They want to pass that on to the existing customers, which is not fair for us. Maybe you need to look at your shareholders taking a cut in their profit. Maybe you need to look at your operating costs. Maybe you need to look at the way you do business.
We shouldn't have to
pay for you to continue doing what you're doing.
I understand what you're saying, but I think that that's far too simplistic a way to look at it. But I do understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying. But when we come back, I'll talk about it a little bit more. Thank you so much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Start your mornings at Burger King Nassau with the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo. Enjoy a buttery croissant with your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon along with eggs, red onions, and a tropical sauce. The new Independence Croissant Sandwich comes with BK's classic hash browns and your choice of tea, coffee, or orange juice. Don't miss out on the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo, available all month long at Burger King Nassau. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. Numbers, if you want to give us a call, are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp us on 439-3043. WhatsApp me. I thought that the last caller made some very clear, some very solid and interesting points. I wanted to say something, though. You know, when you say, well, they need to find creative ways to do this and do that and the next thing, you know, that's the luxury of sitting outside a business and saying what the business should do. We use that a lot. You got to learn to be innovative and creative, etc. Listen, as a business owner, I can tell you that life is not that simple, especially if you are a regulated business. Because here's the thing: if you own a business, it loses some key customers, its revenue falls, you know, you have a very simple choice you can make. Close the thing down. Who cares if you're no longer renting to people? Who cares if you're no longer selling your goods to people, et cetera? You, it bothers you that you're not doing it, but you can do that. Grandmama, key clients. It gets a hit from the storm and loses customers. Its revenue goes down significantly. Well, is it as simple as saying, you know what, let me shut this down. I can shut this down because, you know, at the end of the day, this ain't making me no money. It may be simple for them, but is it simple for the Bahamas? Huh? Not that simple, right? They could do it, but the government comes in and takes it over and buys it and say, okay, we'll run this one just like we run BPL. So it's not so simple, right? You know, I'm sorry, maybe I am biased this way, but I believe in economic rationality, which says that economic factors always act in their own best interest. So if you see them doing something, chances are they believe it's in their interest. I didn't say in your interest, right? Economic agents, including yourself, you don't take a job if the people won't pay you. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pay me for this. I'm delighted to work 40 hours a week for you for nothing. Take a job because you can get paid and you believe you can get paid enough. And if you ain't getting paid enough, you say, well, I have to take this job because I don't have another one. You are doing what is in your interest. Economic rationality. Right? And I tend to believe businesses are doing that. Did I say I agree with every decision a business makes? That's not the point. My agreement isn't the point. The point is they are acting in their own interest. And they have a right to do that. Now, the regulated ones can't exercise that right without the consent of their regulators. Understand that FERCA issued a no objection to that path strategy for the fuel charge for that the government issued. So, see, yeah, the PPLM made their case, and they could say, no, we don't object. It's the price still went up to you. The bill still went up. A quarter still went up. Still went up. You didn't like it. Still went up. Right? Because the case was made. And that's how it should be. Can't treat Grand Bahama Power Company differently because we don't like them, or that's them foreign people. First of all, understand who owns the company. And secondly, understand business. And thirdly, you have a right to protest for your own interests. But you can have the reasonableness to understand, well, these people are making their case to a place, and, you know, we'll see if the place gives consent.
This text says, IRCA is taking a strong position against the Grand Bahama Power Company as they are asserting their role as the regulator to consider price increases. Why did they not take the same stance as regulator when the current administration waived BPL from seeking their approval for price changes for a period of time? Well, basically, like, they gave no objection to the government for increasing its price. Case made. BPL. Case made. Kirk said no objection. Say, Lang, why didn't the PM intervene when the Grand Bahama Power Company hiked the rate the last time? Well, he can't intervene this time unless by moral suasion or by intimidation, the Port Authority says, well, you know, the PM may be happy with this, so we might as well don't do this. He can't do this, so, you know. But he has the right. The Prime Minister has the right to express his view on the matter. Under view of his government, there's no objection to him doing that. We have a text here. Let me read this text for you. The text says, Mr. Lang, the regulators are there for a specific purpose. It seems to me PM wants to sideline them. Rate increase should be based on the merits set forth by the regulators. I can appreciate he will have an opinion and even an input, but I would hope he is not dictating to the regulators. We can't eat our cake and have it too, says that text. So very wisely said. Now, let me say this also. That we have to, I know it's hard. As a matter of fact, you know what? We got it. We are on the news break. Let's take that first, and then when I come back, I'll mention what I want to mention. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to call us, the number to call us is 323. The numbers to call us are 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, so the people of Grand Bahama are at the mercy of the Grand Bahama Power Company. The answer to that question is no, they are not. And if you, as you listen to what I said, you would, I think, get that. They are not at the mercy of the Grand Bahama Power Company, because the Grandmama Power Company cannot change its price without permission of its regulator. And its regulator is the Grandmama Port Authority thus far, unless the courts rule otherwise in a dispute that IRCA has with the Grandmama Port Authority. And they aren't, even if the Grandmama Port Authority rules one way or the other, no one is at the mercy of anyone. The Grand Bahama Power Company provides a service. You get to listen to me. I get to listen to the radio. And I have food in my fridge because the Grand Bahama Power Company, like BPL, provides energy to my home for which I pay. I may not like the price and I not like my bill, but I do use the power to iron clothes, to wash, to refrigerate, to cook, to use vacuum cleaners, to watch TVs. So you can't say they're not providing power. They provide the power to all the places I go to for the air conditions. All right, so there's no mercy here. It's a service, a paid for service. I mean, this charity mindset that we have with respect to these companies has to stop. It's not charity. It's a service. It's a business service, like all kinds of other services. And you use the power, pay the bill. What's the rate? Whatever the regulator allows. And the regulator is supposed to allow it on the basis of certain criteria, which leads me to my next point. So for me, the Grand Bahama Power Company making a business case for a rate increase is not an issue. That's their right to do it. I don't want no rate increase. I know lots of people who don't need no rate increase, but that's their business. They are business. They are doing their business. Or the Port Authority in this instance has to say yes or no based on something. So here is my deal. IRCA, I believe, publishes its guidelines for supporting rate adjustments. I believe they do. I believe you could see guidelines that it uses. And if it doesn't, it should. But I believe it does. I'm informed that it does. So IRCA has guidelines for how it regulates rate adjustments. What I would like to see is the Grand Bahama Port Authority's guidelines. And then we could compare the two of those. And in doing that comparison, we could say, well, on the face of it, as the Prime Minister used those words, on the face of it, the two of them have essentially the same guidelines on the face of it. IRCA, I believe, has a board that considers these matters or something. We can know and should know who they are. And then we can say, well, who's the group of people for the power company that makes that decision? Okay, well, they got this one and they got that one. Okay. How about we get that information? Think the GPPA give us that information? I think IRCA's is, I believe IRCA would give us it. They can ask anyhow. And we'll see. Is Texas we in election mode? Politics at play as usual. They looking for votes. This text says BPL losing money and they drop rates election time and she'll wake up. You're cynical now. Say, Lang, I'm a Grandmama Power Company shareholder. The shares paying is very small, I think, or the dividends paid for the GBPC has been very small. So I think I will cash in, but I could see why the power company is hiking their rates. See, there you go. You all just heard from a shareholder. And that's a Bahamian shareholder, I think. So wouldn't it be useful? So wouldn't it be useful to have the Grand Bahama Port Authority's guidelines for considering rate adjustments, IRCA's guidelines for considering rate adjustments? We can compare the two. What do they look for when they are considering a request for a rate adjustment upward? What is it that satisfies any good regulator that they should give a rate increase? If the power companies in the U.S. have regulators that they have to make application to for their rate adjustments. I wonder if that's true. Anybody know? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think at the retail level, I don't know. Maybe it ends, you know, they have different states, so maybe it depends on the state, whether they have a regulated situation or an unregulated situation. Now, can I read something for y'all? Listen to this now. This is the annual report from the American Public Power Association. And it says, key points for this year. Rates increased significantly in all states from 2020 to 2021, largely attributable to a rise in natural gas prices. Average total rates increased by 0.6 cents, or 5.7%. Average rates in regulated states increased by 5.3%, from 9.5 cents to 10 cents, compared to a 6.7 cents increase in deregulated states from 12 cents to 12.8 cents. Since 2012, residential rates in deregulated states have increased by 2.5 cents compared to 1.4 cents increase in regulated states. Price of power been going up everywhere. And they've been going up for years. And from 1997 to 2021, power went up from 8.1 cents in regulated states to 12.8 cents in those states. And in deregulated states. And in regulated states, it went up from 5.8 cents to 9.5 cents. So what's the difference in cents per kilowatt hour between 1997 and 2005? It was in deregulated states, 1.5 cents, 1.2 cents in regulated states. So we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Well, good afternoon, Chivargo Lang.
How you doing, John?
You're saying that fuel costs directly affect energy production?
No, I didn't say anything. I was reading from a document.
Out of America.
Yes, if I said it was in the U.S.
I'd be really concerned to see what the Caribbean islands have as it pertains to applying to the regulator. But
their rates are considerably higher than ours, but not that's easy to verify for you.
Yeah, but they say I'm in the Caribbean, not America. But you know, Venezuela has fuel.
Well, the truth is, it doesn't matter what they say geographically. You're not in the Caribbean.
Oh.
You're politically in the Caribbean.
Hmm.
So that's why you belong. That's why you belong to the Organization of American States.
Exactly what I've been saying for decades. I thank you for, you know, confirming that. But Venezuela has gasoline, which we don't use for energy here, but their fuel is much cheaper, 12 cents a gallon. Now, if we could get a hold of some of that, we could start dropping some of these energy prices. You see what I'm saying? Okay. So who is in charge of trying to reduce...
First of all, Graham, with the greatest respect, your power is generated by BPL.
Mm-hmm.
BPL buys its fuel from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So BPL, you have to ask how it buys its fuel. I understand they put out a bid process, and they invite bids, and Shell has won the bid practically every year for decades. Right, so it's not a who is in charge.
When we say Shell, let's clarify: are we talking about Shell, the fuel company out of, I believe it's UK, or are we talking about Shell North America?
It's Shell North America SA. Yes.
Yes. So there's probably a difference between the two. I'd like someone to look into that for us.
No, there's no difference. But that Shell is Shell SA. It's a US company that provides the fuel here. Yes, what we know is it's a US company. Shell that provides the fuel, yeah, that's that we know.
So we don't know the rate we're buying it at, or we do. I'd like somebody to call in and tell us if it's more than 12 cents, because I'd be looking at Venezuela to try bring down the cost for people here. Now, I got another question.
So you want Shell, you'd want, instead of buying from Shell or anybody else, you'd want to be able to go to Venezuela themselves, because you understand how the market in Venezuela works, because you think you could just go to Venezuela and say, listen, I want 10 barrels.
Well, I would try to cut out the middleman if you put me in charge of that. I tell you that for sure.
I'm sure you would, because I know the people at BPL ain't sharp enough to know you could do it that way. I'm sure that is.
So we don't care about that, I guess, the energy security, sustainability, reliability, affordability, which we've been talking about for so long. But 2030
coming. You don't care about it. You don't care about it. So
I've been crying for the last 25 years to get this thing renewable, which we should have had solar on every rooftop that has sun on it and can sustain it. And I said we could use the carbon credits to pay for
you
the
have,
solar.
You have solar on your rooftop?
Chirago, for almost 20 years.
Let me ask you a question. I even wasn't being facetious, man. You need to give me a call when you're done. I want to ask you a question.
Well, you have my number. You can call me anytime. But 2030, yeah. I believe it was Earl DeVoe. Was it Earl DeVoe said 2030 we would achieve?
It was in it.
2030 we'd have 30% renewable. Well, we're almost there, and I don't know if we got 30%. What saddened me is we set the goal at 30. We should have set it at 100%. You may have achieved 30. You set it at 30, you might achieve 2. But I wanted to ask you something about Grand Bahama, because I had an argument with a guy today, switching gears. Is it true that East and West Grand Bahama are not under any type of control by the port?
Yes, that's very true.
Well, my question to this gentleman was, because he is of one political persuasion, and I might have been of another, I said, how come neither political parties helped and did significant things for the people in East West Grand Bahama, understanding what West End used to be? I would have thought it would look better than what it looked like back in the 60s and 70s after we had 50 years of the other two parties.
So,
but they did nothing,
and they can't blame
the port.
Not nothing, but okay. I will agree with you. Perhaps more could have been done for sure, because prior to Ingram's time, even the power that they got in Freeport and cable, et cetera, were not extended to the eastern and west Grand Bahama areas.
Now,
the road access to those areas, in some instances, was terrible, and they were greatly improved and enhanced under Ingram.
Well, I don't want to.
So,
I don't want to start nitpicking, but I think it should look like...
No, Graham, you don't get that luxury. You don't get the luxury of coming on my show and saying nobody did anything. And then when I start telling you what I know of, you then say nitpicking. It ain't nitpicking. It's clearing up your statement.
Done by Hubert Ingram.
Yes. I don't know of another thing that was done by anybody for kind of those two things.
Okay. Well, let me leave you with this one. A family member called me. They had an $800 light bill at the beginning of this summer. They went and had BPL approval, the meter and all the things that have to be done legally. Guess what their light bill was this month?
What's that?
$19, Mr. Lang.
Stop talking foolishness, man.
19. Now that
because
should have been every
because
single
they installed
home.
What? Because they installed what?
Solar. But it cost them $30,000.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about solar is it always costs you. They said it's a kind of figure that says like five times your annual power bill, and then you see the savings over time.
Your return on investment should have been around 3 years, but we made it 5 years because of the credit that we give you, and it's really sad. But what I'm saying is, Mr. Lang, what if every Bahamian had a $20 light bill?
Bahamian could afford the solar implementation? I agree with you. We need a program.
We need an energy czar. You're getting some. We starting to agree. See, I would have used those carbon credits to get those countries that don't have sun in the winter to give us those solar panels, not give, pay for them. And they could have gone on rooftops for free. Remember one prime minister in 2016 said free electricity? Wonder where that was coming from. But anyway, you can call
you,
later. I'll tell you how to legally get your light bill down using solar.
Even I can call you, I call you afterward.
Even if you have
I call
to take
you afterward. I'm call you afterward. All right. We have a text here. Good afternoon, Brother Lang. Great show as usual. I paid the largest BPL bills in my life during the month of June and July of this year using the same amount of current. This government is the most taxing one that I have ever seen. And I lived in this country all of my 60 plus years. The cost of living goes up weekly as I see the prices of food go up weekly in the stores. And it seems that there is no relief in the near future. This government has lost its way and needs to move on and allow my generation to try and fix this country in the person of the Honorable Michael Pintard. He deserves a chance, and I believe he will do much better than what we have now, says that text. Okay. So I think this is also interesting. So also very interesting, all these moving parts in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's just very interesting. And of course, it would be useful, I think, to keep a clear head on it. And notice I didn't say a nonpartisan head, because we're going to have partisanship. We're going to have people who have an interest in, and I don't maliciously regard anybody's interest in their party winning, their party moving forward, et cetera, et cetera. But if we could try to sort it out, notwithstanding our desire and affection for our groupings, it may help us come to reasonableness, right? Not unreasonableness, but reasonableness. How things set about. So for me, I'm not confused on points around this issue of any of these power companies at all. I'm not confused. I may lack details about what somebody is doing or not doing, not confused about things. Can a power company make a request for an increase reasonably? Yes, they should. if they believe their business is in jeopardy, if they believe that they need to, they should make a request for a rate increase. The government of the Bahamas, the government of the Bahamas, this power company did it, Bahamas Power and Light, and imposed 4 or 5 rate increases, fuel charge increases on the public over 12 months. Nobody liked it. The prime minister of the country justified it, made a case for it. And it happened. IRCA made a no objection to it. Grandmama Power Company is a power company, just like BPL, making a case that it needs a rate increase. Does Chivago want it? No. Does anybody else want it? No. Except them. But they have a right to make such a case. And it's reasonable. Reasonable for them to do so. Now, is their case reasonable? I don't know. I don't have the details of the case. And I don't know how to judge the reasonableness of the case other than to say, well, I can verify this has gone up to them and that would mean this for them and this cost has went up and that would mean this for them and they lost this revenue and that would mean... So for, I might be able to see those things, but that's the job of the people who regulate them. And so if they believe the case is justified, then, okay, I don't have to like it. But that's what they get to judge, and that's why we have them there. So that they, these monopolies can't just raise their prices willy-nilly. So I'm not confused about that. I'm not confused about whether it's IRCA or the Grandmama Port Authority that should be the regulator for the Grandmama Power Company. I'm not confused because I don't know. I don't know enough. And that's why I'm happy they we have courts in the Bahamas that have judges in them who can adjudicate these matters. And so it's where it ought to be. And one day the judges will rule and we shall know what the law says. And if the government don't like what the law says, they'll go back to the parliament and ask the parliament to do something different. So I'm not confused about that either. I'm not confused about how Bahamians feel about a power increase. I don't think I could find, I don't know one Bahamian who would come to me and say, but I'm so glad they're increasing their power, but I was hoping they'd do that. You know, I can't wait for my bill to go up. I'm not one businessman, not one resident. I don't know anybody. So I'm not confused about that. But I'm also not confused about the fact that we have been swallowing price increases in this country across the board. Swallowing it. And ain't nobody had to ask anybody to do it to us. They just put it on us. So they do. Food store, boom. Oh, your chicken price ain't the same. And you remember when turkey wing was like 30 cents a pound? Turkey wings. You go check the price of turkey wings now. Remember when chicken thighs were like, you could get chicken thighs for 10, 20 cents, 40 cents a pound. Now? Not possible. You could get a whole chicken, for $3 or some cents. Now, the other day now, I saw someone had a whole, you had a whole chicken for six something. Generally, a whole chicken, $13, $14, $15. Nobody asked anybody to raise them prices on us. And some of us are the people who are raising the prices. So, I understand all these little funky nuances. Someone said you could get a cooked chicken at Super Value for $10. Really? Boy, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to See Live, I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break. Take a step.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day today, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we don't say nothing? But silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-304-3043. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I agree that with Mr. Ingram, most of the Bahamas got new roads and some got electricity and phone for the first time. Just a reminder to Graham, says this text. This text is, remember when every McDonald's meal was $2.99? Almost everything goes up with time. Absolutely. It's inflation is one of the most stubborn realities of our world. It's just a stubborn reality, isn't it? And the unfortunate thing is that you know, people's, and a part of it is what happens with all the other costs that people who are selling us things have to contend with, because they are all going up. If everything's going up, so are their costs. It's like that person was said, he bought a whole cooked chicken from Super Value for $10. That chicken is a yard. That's grams. Grams say you go right to the deli and get a whole chicken for $10. Yeah, I'm not saying he's wrong. I mean, it might well be true. But inflation happens to us all. It happens to the government. You know, the government in 2015 introduced VAT. VAT now extracts over $1 billion from the pockets of the Bahamian consumers and all the other people who purchase from the in the Bahamas. VAT. It was an increase. It was a cost. It continues to be a cost for it. Government put a case, made a case for it. Price movement and changes, especially in a, on an upward trajectory, is a reality of the modern world. I think it's a reality of the ancient world too. And so it is in, it's, you know, it could be expected. Expected. I didn't say liked. I said expected. That even with regulated businesses, you are going to see upward price movements. The real question for us all, the government of the Bahamas, as an entity in the country, private individuals, corporations, this is the question. Us. Are we on a trajectory for sustainable quality living in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, given what prices are doing relative to wages? So what do I mean by that? We know prices are moving upward. Our prices have increased in general, by around 2% for decades. Around 2% for decades. And that's modest. So if something cost you a dollar, say inflation rate is 2 cents next year, it can cost you a dollar too. Not the same thing if the inflation is 2 cents, then that'll cost you the following year $1.04. And so forth and so forth and so forth and so forth. You know, that's a change you could maybe be able to deal with modestly. But if that happens for 10 years, 20 years, and your wages doesn't keep up with that, then what's happening is the purchasing power of the money you are earning is decreasing, meaning that you can afford less and less with the same amount of money. And what that does is it makes you feel poorer. Now, we've had in recent times even more rapid inflationary increase. And that means then that you're feeling poorer at an increasing rate. The question for us is, over the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, where are wages in the Bahamas likely to be relative to cost in the Bahamas? Because if the two of those are on a very different path, then what we are going to see is a higher level of both real and virtual poverty in the Bahamas. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, Jen, would the rate increase by the government, all the fees and stuff, would that cause the price of everything to go up?
With the rate increase in what?
Like all the government revenues, like the fishing, the, any fees for the government to charge for development, everything. So would that cause the price of things to go up to the consumers?
Well, the government didn't increase its rate on, you know, or its fees or its taxes on everything, but certainly wherever it increased the rate, wherever that affects a thing you buy, that thing is likely to go up. Right? Okay. So if fish, the fishman might decide, well, let me pass this on. Right? So that's what can happen.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. No problem. This text says, good day, Chicago. The text is correct. You can get a whole cooked chicken from both Solomon's and Super Value for $10, $11. Okay. The texter didn't do, you know me, the texter who say it's yard chicken, though. Now, here's the thing, though. It could be $10, but what's the weight of that chicken? Okay, so a healthy size chicken is about 3.5 to 4 pounds. Okay, 3.5 to 4 pounds. That's what it is. If they sell you a 2.5 pound chicken for $10, you know, if they say you pay more than $3 a pound for that chicken, that's expensive. So you have to know the weight is, not just that it's $10 because it's a whole chicken. The price of a whole chicken depends on its weight, depends on its quality and all that kind of thing. So if you don't know all of those things about the chicken you're buying, you don't really know if you're getting a deal for the chicken or not. Okay? I know chicken a little bit. Spend a lot of time around them. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been can't down the same this road.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your companies. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Hey Bahamas, ready for some eye-openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you, the game changers, movers and shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. So glad you could join me now. You're all on your mind with me. I'm going to read this text. The person is anonymous. I just can read it. So the text says, you don't have to read this. And I wanted to read that because of this next text that says, they are the big roasters, not the regular small ones. It says, you were in the poultry business, so you know the roaster size. And that's why I wanted to read it. Because let me tell you something about roasters. So roasters are old birds. You keep them generally after about 6 weeks or so. Your birds are where you want them to be, right? Maybe 3.5 to 4 pounds. And their muscles and stuff, they're tender and what have you, and they're ready for harvesting, right? So that's what you typically send out. Roasters are kept on for a little while longer. And what happens with them is their meat gets a little tougher. So you had a person say they're dry, they're a little tougher. They tend to be a little tougher. So there's you have to have a cooking methodology with them that kind of helps to preserve that tenderness if you could do it. So I could understand both things. And you also, again, this is about bird quality. It depends, you know. Sometimes a roaster, you get a roaster size, largely because the roaster full of water and salt. So when you cook it, all of that drains off. What you get left with is this little slim bird. The tag says, pig feet and chicken foot is almost $3 a pound. Ain't no cheap meat in the food store no more. If you want to go to food store, say you're getting a break, what you going to get? Chicken neck? There is really no cheap meat in the food store. You know the way to have cheap meat is to eat less meat. Since I am eating less meat. And for good reasons, I'm hoping maybe one day I might, I don't know that I can break free of meat. Maybe I become a pescatarian. I don't know. Right? But since this says, good PM, just tuning in, say, what's the poverty rate in the Bahamas? Well, it's actually difficult to really say what the poverty rate is, because remember, poverty rate depends on your definition of poverty. On the Bahamas, doesn't really have an official poverty rate. Okay? Like, for instance, the World Bank defines poverty as making less than $1 a day. Right? Which means that you're making less than $365 a year. In the Bahamas, you have to find a person who is unemployed and unemployed for a sustained period of time to find somebody who is not making $365 a year. Right? And so, but we don't, that's not our poverty rate. Now, we have what is a line that was produced in our Postal Living Conditions Survey that was conducted in 2001. And that was published in 2004. And that has, if you use that, it says that our poverty line, if based on their studies, our poverty line is 2,000. Right? And so, which is considerably lower than the U.S., which is $4,525 a person. So if you use that line, poverty line, as a line, then the estimated poverty rate, according to the then Department of Statistics, would have been around 9.3%. I suspect it's higher than that now. But it is 9.3%. Then some estimates in like 2017, according to stats, government Bahamas, put it around, no, that was, it was around 9.3%. Some say it's like 14%. Yeah, 2,860 person per year. Okay, person per year. And remember, the Government and Public Policy Institute did a living wage study, and that's about, that considers more than just basic living, but that was around $3,600-something per person, per household. No, $2,863 per year. That's, if you're making $2,863 a month, you're far from poor. You know, you might be making the money you want to make, but that wouldn't make you poor. It's a year. Yeah, my sister was a buyer at one point for AML. Did that for many years. More than 25 years, yeah. It's hard for me to pass Solomon. My sister's no longer with us, but to pass and not think of her. Yeah. Yeah. So we do have to consider what is going to happen over the long haul. And again, folks, listen to me, please. Please, listen to me. The government can have some things it has to do, but the government is not. The government of the Bahamas is not going to be your best long-term plan for dealing with the realities of our future. not when it comes to cost of living, not when it comes to how you live. Will not be. You and I have to sit down ourselves and ask ourselves, what you gonna do, bro? I'm gonna talk about this later. By the way, tomorrow, I am going to welcome Jeremy Button on the show. And he's the GM at Sandals Exuma. And we're gonna talk about Sandals' plans there in Exuma. So stay tuned for tomorrow. But later on, I'm going to talk to you about the same issue of taking charge of your own well-being going forward. I don't know how long I'm going to live. You don't know how long you're going to live. But we would hope to, we believe we can live some whiles. And bro, listen. There is no reduction in prices coming anytime soon. None whatsoever. Creeping up. And the question is, how are you gonna deal with that? Are you gonna afford that? The cost of children's education ain't gonna get less. You can get more. How are you gonna deal with that? Oh, the government? Oh. That's your plan. You already failed. Not because the government is a failure. Not because the government can't. The government is. Because the government can't by itself do that for any of us. Cannot. The government doesn't control your lifestyle. What you decide you have to eat. How you have to entertain yourself. How you have to dress. What kind of car you have to drive. Government don't control that stuff. That's on us. And so to the extent that the government doesn't control that stuff, the government doesn't get to determine how that impacts your pocketbooks. And so we have to do what we can. And we're going to have much more success in that regard than waiting on the government to get it done for us. We're going to talk about that one day, the kinds of things that we can do, that we have to do, you know, to both live and live well enough and enjoy our living without all the great stress and strain that comes on us. And trust me, it comes on all of us. Sometimes when you want it, sometimes when you don't want it, sometimes when you cause it, and sometimes when you don't cause it. But with good sense, a lot of focus, and a genuine plan, you can make it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God bless you. He spares our life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Okay.
Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever.